which was, the first song was Simmer Down, which was a hit.
Well, I don't deal with broke up.
I don't think broke up never can make up. You see, it's just who Jah put together and Jah put asunder. See, there was a time when we were what you would call imperfect in the music. Was learning the music that comes through divine inspiration, not the one that had been influenced. And meanwhile, learning that, we find out that we had a voice that could, me and Bonnie together, had the kind of voice that could decorate Bob's music and makes it beautiful. So we just did that with wholeheartedly. We all used to go to church. We don't go to church anymore. We went to church to search, see, and know that we found what was reality and the righteousness. We just relax. So when you saw us in our slick suit and things, it's just because we were in the thing that was looked upon as the thing at that time. See? So we just adjusted ourselves materially.
It's a teaching, it's awakening. It's a music that specifically deals with the truth and it deals with rights. See? And it teaches one of his or her constitutional rights. Because each and every man upon this face of earth has a constitutional rights. But so much people's rights have been infringed and victimized and humiliated and discriminated, and all forms of ism infringe people's rights, see? So I and I, who was born in the shit stream and know of the situation, have to sing the music to let the people know who suffer the same similar situation.
See, everything that you see for sale, it kills. Everything that man invent is deadly and dangerous. And it's in promotion. And the only time you know how deadly it is after you have consumed a portion of it for a period of your life, then you have automatically become dead and not know.
Do I take it you are anti-consumer then?
I anti everything that is civilization.
Yeah, but it's the civilization that puts your message across by the technology.
Yes,
that presses records and everything. So
where
do you draw the line?
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line between useful technology and that which is Babylon?
Yes, well, I'm a diplomat in drawing my lines. These technology are here for accesses. See, you use them. You don't make them you. You don't let them control you. Most people think these things... Computer is becoming so much advanced now and becoming so much a part of people's life that soon people don't want to go and shit anymore. They send the computer to do that. See? And I can't live in a world like that. I'm talking about draw a line. The only time I would draw a line is when I reach home and I say, well, I'm not going to leave home no more. And then I draw the line. But how can I draw a line when I'm an alien here?
All right, now, unless I have misunderstood you for the past 5 years of conversation, home for you is Ethiopia.
Yes.
When can you go back to Ethiopia?
Anytime, no.
Is the political situation within the nation of Ethiopia stable enough to allow you to go there?
Well, I know much about that. All of Ethiopia is in Africa. But since...
All of Africa.
Yeah. But since the invasion and the imperialism and colonialism and socialism and all form of Christianism came to the land, it became Africa. But all of it is mine, belongs to all of us, see. And every nation on earth has his part of earth. And every man has a place that he belongs. And every fig must find its fig tree.
To quote another great poet.
Yes, that's true.
It is not respected in its own country. And I don't want to go on like it's a joke business. When I talk, heart shook up and curl up, because you all support the bullshit. And want it to look like reggae music is an insignificant music. A music that has no relevance. It's just a music of a cult. This is no music of no cult. See? This is a music of ancient. 185 billion years and more from whence I cometh. I did not come the other day. I reincarnated billions of times, and I am still here representing what is to be represented in the right nature and admonition. Don't feel no way. Well, from this moment on, as this commemoration is taking place on behalf of the dead, Bob Marley, which we do appreciate his work, which he had performed upon earth, but now that his time has ended, there is time for the living to know what to do. The dead has played his part. Amen, so let it be. May his soul rest in peace, so they say. This commemoration is a commemoration of Bob Marley, who only used to represent reggae music. And I want you to learn that reggae music, that's what Bob Marley stands for in the world and Jamaica. And that what his name was exalted for, reggae music. Well, if this building here or this place here is in commemoration, we want to begin to hear reggae music on the radio 24 hours a day. I'm tired of funky. And I don't want it to be hypocritically looked over and pretend as if, okay, we are taking care of the business. And as I turn my back, I say, chum. No bother with that. We want to hear no reggae music from Jamaica radio. Because when I go to America or a Sadka or wait to a name, me don't hear reggae music once a month. And from my radio station, me listening to the American chart. What kind of bumbleclaw thing that? I am tired of that. Reggae music must be respected. Are we the singers and players of reggae music who brought this momentum to Jamaica? No, because if it wasn't for reggae music, all these people would not be standing here. And that must be respected. If it wasn't for reggae music, Mr. Feline and his company would not make all these millions of dollars going back to America. So I don't want to take this thing for a joke business. We want to hear reggae music. All of us who make reggae music stand accused, abused, and condemned, and disrespected. See? And the next thing again too. You see, if I drive on the road as a highly dignified, honorary, respected citizen of this country, irrespective of my external appearance, every time I drive 10 yards, Babylon stop you. Boy, come on, boy, come on, come on, come on, come on. Them kind of business, they are tired of. A guy in this 21st century going to tell you, say, when lock you up your split. I walk the streets of America and a police dare not tell me that because he knows he's violating my constitutional rights. And I don't want them to believe that I and I don't hear, don't know that we have a constitutional right. Not only a constitutional right that was written by men, but a divine right that was laid down by the hands of the Almighty, Jah Rastafari, and it must be respected. Learn that once upon a time, it was about half dozen Rasta in Jamaica. And they have to hide. Better stay in the hills and don't show up in face. What you doing here, boy? Right now is more than 144,000 saints of the Most High sealed. Can you imagine that after all these humiliations and aggravations? I've been condemned to hell. And here am I still standing in the name of Jah. Most people don't want to hear I talk because lightning will gash out of the heavens and I jump out of my shoes. You see? But I love to talk. Even though I am music. You hear how my music sounds? Many of you underestimated the qualities and potential of my music and also underestimated my ability. Don't play no hypocrite, I know that. But I am not here to exalt myself. I am here to exalt the name of Jah Rastafari. And the music that Jah has given to I, that shall take cover the whole world. The whole world shall be covered with reggae music. And anywhere I play reggae music like you hear it now, it creates a thing called reggae myelitis. Everybody have it. From your tour, I'll be going into it, but Cool Runnings, because I know you have reggae myelitis. I don't want to talk too long because, boy, right now I have reggae myelitis in my tour. So clap them the ears, sir.
How good and pleasant it is to have Peter Tosh with us this afternoon. Before we took a pause a few minutes ago, I was about to ask Peter about the reverse side of the album jacket and Mystic Man. You're riding a unicycle here, Peter. Mm-hmm. How long the man been riding unicycles?
Why, just a couple months.
Couple months. Mm. So did it take you a very long time to get acclimated to professing?
No. No, well, it take lots of energy, physical and spiritual energy, to balance on one wheel.
See? A challenge.
Same. Don't carry your chest big. You carry like that. See, you don't care how much acrobatic you are.
You get relaxation from.
Yes, man. From you have to have the power of balance.
See.
And you know, to have to be coordinating with the power of balance, you have to be. Your mind and your temple must be running parallel. See, and. Else you will never ride that. It's a very dangerous thing, man.
It appears that way.
Yes, first time I see it, it look easy. Uh-huh. But when I go in the bicycle shop and buy it, man, if you don't want to look like a fool, and you don't know nothing about it, don't try it. You know, mash up, man.
Would reggae take over the world?
That's what reggae supposed to be. See? If reggae is not accepted universally around the four corners of the earth, then what's the use of a music? The music was made for people.
Now, you can fill stadiums in places like Italy and Sweden, and yet your music is still banned at home, and you suffer a great deal of repression for your political statements. Do you ever consider holding back on what you would say in order to get more acceptance?
You see, what I would say or what I say is inspiration that I get. See? And when I get my inspiration, it comes divine from God. And I just sing them. There is nothing that I can hold back. When the breeze comes, it just comes. When the sun comes through, it all comes. And when rain comes, it comes. So why should I come and hold back?
It's one of those, you see, people are beginning to recognize reggae music. And this is a very powerful music, see? And researchers have been researching and been coming up with reports that reggae is a great music.
A healing music.
And a scientific music. Yes, sir.
How do you write your songs, then?
Sometimes inspiration comes, you get a bass line. Sometimes you may be driving or walking and you just get the title of your song. Sometimes you may just see something happen and it look musical and you just try, you know, go into it. And you find some way you can materialize something out of it. Inspiration, I'll say this, right? Sometimes you get the melody of the song. You know, there are many ways of getting a song. That's an inspired musician make his song many different ways. And I don't have to go anywhere and sit down and say, well, I'm going to try and make a song. I just sit down, relax, And if I have my guitar, it's music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there must be a song, because in the garden of inspiration, songs are, music is unlimited, unfinishable. See?
Yes, I am. You
play any other instruments besides guitar?
Well, I am on touch up the clarinet sometimes, the keyboards in general, you know. And now and then, my melodica. And
melodica too.
And this thing we call the harp.
Heart harp. Yeah.
Yes.
Bible always speak about the harp.
Yes, man. So it was from the beginning, so shall it be in these days. You know? Cause music, man. Plenty of people don't know how powerful music is, you know, and how scientific music is.
See.
And yet you have people who control the media, know the powers of music. That's why you have these disco stations who just play disco, get down, because to every inspiration there is an influence, see, and to every first there is a second, you see. So because they know that people will be hooked on music, they keep the music world turning,
see.
But not turning in the right way that it can awaken the moral of the people who listen to the music, because music is science, it is a healing, scientifical healing, it relieves depression. It awakens, you see, but most people don't know. They just take music for an entertainment, something to dance to and enjoy yourself and go to bed and forget it tomorrow.
True.
Music must never be forgotten.
See.
Yes, man, it's like a fountain that keeps on flowing.
Well, that's what I noticed about your song, like, irrespective, like, for example, Equal Rights. You wrote that song, like, how many years ago?
Couple of years, but I'm not going
to. Right, see. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, like, then you have Mr. Carter come along, like, years after that album come out. And BS is, like, one of his foreign policy thing was equal rights.
Yes.
And in other words, the song, then, you are relevant.
Yes.
And see, yesterday, today, and yes, tomorrow. That's the sign, like, of a good song.
Well, that's why I write a song like Mystic Man now. Saying I'm a man of the past.
Sin.
Living in the present and walking in the future. That means I am of the past, reincarnated souls in this time, living on heat, air and water till this time, see, manifested in this time, in this flesh, in this dispensation of time. But living in this dispensation of time does not mean that I am only walking, talking here. I am here, there and everywhere, present, past and future, according to the collaboration of me and my mind. See?
Talking about the recent albums, Bush Doctor and Mystic Man, people have described you recently as a prolific writer, and that within the space of 8-9 months,
see,
there's another album out.
True.
Do you, under all the traveling you're doing now, have a lot of time to write? Do you write on the road?
Yeah. Everywhere, anywhere, because inspiration is always there. See, it's not where you are. Is who you are to get the inspiration, because if the mind is pure, inspiration comes anywhere. True.
Your music is part of a whole roots tradition that not only embraces Jamaican music, but can be related to the current rise of Caribbean music,
yes,
African music, etc.
True.
I read somewhere that you were in Trinidad some time ago, and a Calypsonian there told me that he met you or read somewhere that you, when you were talking, you compared the message in reggae and the Trinidadian music, and you felt that there was something lacking in the Trinidadian music.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
Well, most generally, listening to Calypso, I'm not definite in the characters of the music or the play of the music, because a mango tree cannot be a rapper. See, well, Calypso music is the foundation of the West Indies Island, excluding Jamaica. Well, I realized that that is their way of making music, that is their way of enjoying themselves, see. But at the same time, music comes through a divine spiritual line, and music was created as a schoolroom of awakening, but most people commercialize it and utilize it for their benefits within the society, see. And in Trinidad, not Trinidad alone, but many places where calypso is being sung, if you should listen to 9 out of 10 calypsos, it is not saying nothing constructively or awakening. And if you listen to 9 out of 10 discos, it's just the same thing. Not 9 out of 10, but 10 out of 10.
Most probably.
Yes, sir.
The thing, the guy who told me this actually, his name is Explainer, and he agreed with you.
See?
He wasn't disagreeing. He's from Trinidad.
True.
And he felt that what you were saying was a valid criticism. That
yes, yes, man. So. And it is right, because music is for awakening. And if you can get people happy, make them dance in the circumstances and the situation that they're living in, financially and politically, and they can be dancing irrespective of the circumstances, well, you can awaken them and make them dance to their awakening too. Sure.
Is that all the purpose of your touring? You've been touring North America, Europe. You've just had some great successes in Holland.
Yes.
You sang at Montreux with Dennis Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You've just done New York, you're going back, the album is doing very well.
Yeah.
Is underneath all of that success commercially, is the same ideal for equal rights, justice,
yes,
prevailing,
same,
in everything?
Yes, universally. And it is bringing more people to the consciousness of the awakening. Because it's not only black people are being downpressed. Many nations, every nation, white, pink, blue, black and green are being downpressed by the shit stem. See? And when you can get the music to go across to any nation to make people realize that there is someone who can relieve the depression of their mind musically, see, because words spoken and words sung are very different psychologically, see. Words can be very heavy if it is verbally spoken. And if you use the same words, verbally spoken, decorated with music, it won't be looked upon to be so heavy, because people will dance. See?
Yes, sir. See? So whenever you're not touring, Peter, you're not working. How the man chill out? What do you do?
There's never a time that I am not working, because I am not working physically.
Psychologically.
Yes, I.
See?
Yeah, man.
See?
Well, it's just a thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be done, and if no one not doing it, then you know, say it would be a
so destruction. Do you get to eat correctly when you're touring? Because I know you have some fun eating habits.
Well, right,
no. Discipline in your eating
habits.
Yes,
well, right. Yeah. No, it's true. Me have all my cook and all them thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come in these places, I make sure I buy some very essential thing from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Carry my box.
Right.
And reach out on the road here, we make sure so I'm going to some health food shop and fetch something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very vital and essential.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go out there, we have to have something to eat and just drink pure porridge.
Porridge.
Yes, a scientific food.
Right,
that, you know.
True. Mm-hmm. You drink porridge twice a day.
Yes, well, 4 times a day if you don't mind. Yeah, man, it's a scientific food.
See.
Israel live on corn farm years, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I say, so you can imagine. I live in an part for home teen of years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
See,
long time I drink porridge, man.
What else? What would you recommend for some people who? What would you recommend for the average person here to do to eat correctly? What is it like? Give us some ideas of how you think you can, you know, what is the proper way of eating.
Well, the beauty in these places.
Mm.
Is not eating properly, because a man can be eating properly but he still smoke cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the use? You're eating properly and still smoking cigarette. That is giving
it.
It's like putting milk into a cursing album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you eat, not how much you eat properly, man, you have to keep your lungs functioning.
See.
Oh, and if you don't have no lungs, what are you preparing or what are you keeping together?
See.
You see, don't spell no sense. But when a man want to eat proper, no, he must drink plenty of vegetable soup and them thing there and plenty raw vegetable and.
Mm.
And but you see in these places now talking about vegetables too.
Yeah.
You have vegetables come from certain places where it just get about 3 months in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it come perfect, plenty of fertilizer.
True.
And it come big and big, son, look like something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, no energy, none of that.
True.
You don't get enough sunlight, which is vitamin D and all that. So, that's why I mean, love Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
You see, 12 months of sunshine. See? Exactly. And gives my food enough vitamin D and energy to keeps my system functioning. You know, see, wet sugar, molasses, nuts, everything there.
Honey,
very heavy, man. Yes, I am.
Coming directly from the bush doctor himself. We're going to continue right after these brief messages.
Well, as a bush doctor, it's an ancient traditional way of living. And differently from the mechanical form of doctorism in the West, and which is destructive to humanity, which they are still researching to find cures for many things. There is also a new epidemic called the Legionnaires, which is now breaking out in Toronto. And as far as I see, they don't know where it comes from, what creates it, or know the solution to the pollution. See? And all those things, there is no disease that is incurable. See? And I have been researching on bushes for a good long time, and I have found many bushes to be proven, 100% beneficial in curing many destructive diseases, you know.
So the bush doctor, who's from the old tradition, is also a mystic man with a message.
True, because to make bush medicine, you have to be mystic. See, because it takes spiritual ingredients. It's not just getting the bush and putting them together. The mind have to be in the medicine, for it to work.
Drug companies prevent herbal medicines from being used. Why must Western medicine be so artificial?
Because everything in the West is artificial.
Everything?
Yes, everything that's invented is artificial.
That means records are artificial.
Everything is artificial.
Or everything is natural.
Everything is artificial. So we cannot watch the artificial things artificial. Let us know what is the runnings, what is to be done, let it be done in Johnny Channel.
How good and pleasant it is to exalt the name of Rastafari, mighty and thunderable, irrespective of the discriminations and incriminations and humiliations and degradations that we live in. The stones that the builders refuse must become the head cornerstones. Rastafari, in this dispensation of time, is the manifestations of prophecy in those times. Don't let the world of fantasy and delusion carry your minds away. This is the valley of destruction, of death, physically, mentally, morally. See? And I see lots of brothers and sisters come to these places and become Canadians. But learn this. If you take a banana from Jamaica and you take it to England, it is a banana. So don't let the world of fantasy have you hooked and cooked, because we are living in the last dispensation. We go to church and learn of Jesus Christ and his philosophy and his followers, and we learn of the world of Christianity. But who are the Christians in these times? It's only them that call off the name Jah Rastafari shall live in this dispensation of time. So fear not, because behold, I bring thee good tidings of great joy.
And specifically, an individual, we do not have to say who is who. All vampires know themselves. And all the righteous ones know themselves. There's no need to start naming out of millions of vampires too.
Well, in general terms, do you see them as political leaders, business leaders, negative people? Who are among the your favorite vampires?
Well, neither man will concentrate on vampires, man. I concentrate on music, and I concentrate on Jah, Rastafari.
Before this is over, why don't you let the people how you know how you feel about Haile Selassie?
How I feel about him. I feel very spiritually energetic about him. And I know that all energies come from him through I. See? Mm-hmm. And I also know that he is the reality of the Western God fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Reality is to their fantasy.
Yes, I. Because I know for every fantasy there is a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I have investigated and explored and found out that he is. So that's why I have a song named Rastafari Is. And when you say Haile, it speaks of the power. When you say Selassie, it speaks of the Trinity. See? When you say Ras, you speaks of the head. And when you say Tafari, you speaks of the creator
of life.
Irene.
We're going to see the sound check tomorrow. Do you know what two songs you're going to be performing in the sound check? Because we would like to talk about those two songs before we finish. You have any idea yet what you're going to perform?
Well, maybe sometimes I pick myself up, or sometimes Wanted
Dread and Alive. Wanted Dread and Alive.
Yeah.
It's almost like an affront to those who believe in death.
Yeah, man. The total opposition defies death. Because many people always misinterpret, although it is written distinctly, Dread and Alive. People always miss them. Some people say dead are alive.
Mm-hmm.
They see what they want to see.
Yes.
Instead of what
it is. True, true. Yeah, man.
At Sunsplash, Errol Scorcher said, "In these times, the righteous shall die and the wicked shall live." Do you agree with that?
Who's that?
Errol Scorcher.
The righteous shall die.
Upside down.
Me?
And the wicked shall live. In other words, times are getting so bad that the righteous will be given leave and the wicked will be forced to stay here and watch Babylon crumble.
What?
Death can't come to the righteous.
Well, I said that is the interpretation of those who, as you say, want to see things their way.
Mm-hmm.
See? They just create their own fantasy and paint their own pictures and manifest their own dreams. But I and I know of righteousness, and I want to see them standing around when the force of judgment has multiplied.
The longest livers in the mouth.
Yes, I.
So these are the last days.
Yes, Mystic Man, Peter Tosh. So Peter, where do you see reggae music eventually? Like saying about within the recent immediacy or immediacy of dispensation?
Well, right now, reggae is on the final run of the relay.
Uh-huh.
See, to progress.
See.
Because the race is not for the swift.
True.
Neither is the battle for the strong.
Mm.
But it's for who can endure. Reggae has been in this race for so long. See? And the runners have been running for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the competition have been very stiff. But irrespective of the competitions and the obstacles, see? And all the forms of, you know, humiliations and degradations that reggae go through. See, reggae has been right now
the foremost runner in the race, mm-hmm. because everything else in the race is fading.
See,
see, economically fading is causing a catastrophe in the record business.
Mm-hmm.
See, which see. I know. So soon and very, very soon, just around the corner there, reggae and the front line,
see,
and disco gone down.
Well, I believe the people is really ready for something that is uplifting to their psychological mentality, you know.
True.
Reggae music is that music. Peter, I man really want to wish the man a lot of success.
Yes, got into the runnings.
And everything that you do, and I genuinely appreciate the man coming back.
Every journalist come to me, I always want to say to I am. Now that you are the new king of reggae, I don't like hear that. I don't want anyone tell me that, because I am not new. See, I am as old as the sun. From the earth was reincarnated millions of times, and still doing the same work. See, musically. And I don't want to be looked upon as no superstar, as no king, as no. My music is just music. Music is a message decorated with music for the awakening of people's consciousness onto certain levels of reality. See? And those are the things that I want, you know, people to learn of me.
Leaders always, what goes up must come down.
Yes.
Higher the monkey climb.
Yes. Where am I exposed?
In other words, you don't want any label at all. You don't want to be called anything.
No, I don't want no name. I don't want no title from men. Because I don't work for men. I work for the Almighty. See, men want to put you in places where they think you look like you should be.
Label.
See?
Once you
then it's easy.
The future with me is in Africa. Because we can't take discrimination. See? And I remember when, where I came from, or where I'm coming from, I don't intend to go back there anymore, because I don't walk backwards, forward ever, backward never.
Don't look back.
And my song say, Mama, Africa, is just telling my mother, Africa, that I am coming home. See, I am sick and tired of being abused indefinitely, indirectly and directly, diplomatically. Condemned, humiliated, brutalized, you see, and the amount of plots on my life daily continual, but that don't put me in fear. I'm not going in exile, because they can't do me nothing. My father gash lightning and thunder, heart attack a guy, see, so if a guy thinks he can sit down and try to bring his evil devices to pass upon my head, it's impossible, because you know why? The sun shall not smite I by day, nor the moon by night, nor the pestilence that walk by day, nor destruction that wasteth at noonday, nor destruction that lurks in darkness. None of them can do I no wrong. See? And that is my move.
It's so heavy because people will dance.
Right.
See?
The audiences are growing. I mean, you're playing out for 10, 12, 30, 60,000 people.
See?
Do you like trying to reach that many people at once? Is it possible?
Yes, man, as much people. I played before 200,000 people too.
Yeah.
And when playing before them is that is people who are die-hearted rock fans, but because of the spiritual ingredients and the so-called political contents, because most of the rock people are people who are revolutionary-minded musically. See, they like to listen to music that are what you would say, banned on radios, or they like those kind of things. And, well, getting across to those people is very, very great, see?
Is there any pressure at all on you from the bottom line end of things, you know, the record company, we gotta sell a million records, to get your records out sooner, to get your records out more commercially, to go on the road? Do you feel a pressure at all?
No.
You're very
comfortable? Not directly. Right now, I think because my music is political, there isn't not enough energy by the companies, because it's the same general shit statement irrespective of who you're working with. See,
And I am no respecter of persons when it comes to definition of my character, seeing, or underestimation of my ability. Seeing, well, I work with the companies and all the promotions that been going on and the recognition that the music has been getting is not because of the energies that the companies has been putting behind the record. It's because of my potential, my ability, and the ingredients that I put in. See, because many times the companies come to see me perform and was totally shocked and amazed, see, to see that this is someone who they are underestimating their ability, and to know that that person, because they tell me that every time.
Yeah, in a way, they are subsidizing somebody who is actually undermining the shit stand.
True.
That's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yes, very, very, I tell you that. And a very diplomatic procedure too.
Yeah.
Well, at the moment, the situation of reggae is the ministers of the shit stem is busy fighting reggae music drastically, and they are trying to use every form of ways to eliminate reggae from the presence of the people's mind and existence. And that's the same way they try to eliminate the presence of Herb and eliminate the presence of the Rastaman. Because what the Rastaman represents is positivity.
À 40 ans, Peter Tosh est le survivant d'un groupe de musiciens jamaïcains des années 70, les Wailers, dont le moins célèbre ne fut pas Bob Marley. Très sûr de lui dans son mysticisme.
I am glad you made mention of this, and I am also glad that representatives of EMI, my recording company, is here to hear you saying that bomb or clap, because these
all right,
are the
let's
things...
take it a step further and see how many copies are going to sell in Japan as compared to United States.
I know that. Seeing all these things are intentionally done to exploit the artists. Seeing when
but
I.
But if
keep...
the people want the video bad enough, believe me, they got it. I got it to them.
I don't even like hear them rascal thing there, but I don't even talk to them. But I am only glad you mentioned that, my dear, and thank you very much.
Video is important for us.
Yes. And they don't do nothing for that.
I have a comment regarding the video, as well as the demand. When I went to buy my copy of the video, they told me at the store that they had many, many requests for that video at that time. So just so the record company should know that that video is in demand.
I know that, seen. But it's not a Michael Jackson bumbleclot element. And not a little, with the next one named Prince element, and them kind of little... Bip bop bumbo clot element. It's too, what say, it's too black for them? Is that I wonder if it's too bumbo clot black for them? Are it too right for them? Cause it's not wrong, cause people don't want wrong things.
But in a way, we've had to start companies which are reggae video companies, or this video company, or that video company, that just deal with that, because they don't.
I know that.
And that's what I have.
Well, my dear, I'll show you like no. When you mention this, I'm very glad you mentioned this, because, you see, as I say, these are the things, I don't quote you as I say.
I'm sorry, was there a record for that video?
A record?
Yes. So why can't the video be, released at the same time?
For example, when I asked EMI why is not the live album released, they told me they released 40,000 in America. In one day, it sold off. One day, seen, and no more was put out from that time. These things are the things that I bumbleclot talk about. And when I get so fucking upset, I don't bother bloodclot talk English bumbleclot grammar. Because them things that get me very bumbleclot upset, seen. And all because, you know why? I am not singing, darling, I bloodclot love you, and come shake my rasp, and I swim the ocean and climb the mountain. Seen? And that not going to change me, seeing, because I am going to kill the fuckery out there, and people is going to be in demand for the truth. People is sick and tired of hearing bumbo clot, get down, shake your fucking booty, seeing. People is sick and tired of hearing, darling, I blood clot, love you. You turn on the fucking radio 24 bumbo clot hours a day. You hear, darling, I love you. A man singing, a man wouldn't sing to the Almighty, a rascal. Him love him woman more than the creator who create the sun, the moon, and the bumbo clot star. I sick and tired of hearing that bumbo blood clot. Sing.
Well, at the moment, The situation of reggae is the ministers of the shit stem is busy fighting reggae music drastically, and they are trying to use every form of ways to eliminate reggae from the presence of the people's mind and existence. And that's the same way they try to eliminate the presence of Herb and eliminate the presence of the Rastaman, because what the Rastaman represents is positivity.
Peter, I want to take a quick trip down memory lane with you. Chuck Kroll has been photographing you since 1973, and I want to show you a couple of pictures and ask you what you remember when you see them, if that's all right with you. This is in a motel on the tour in 1973, and I'd like to clear up some things. As I understand it, you and Joe Higgs and Bob toured as the Wailers as opening act for Sly and the Family Stone for four shows, and then you were abandoned in Las Vegas. Is that what happened?
Well, we were supposed to do about 12 shows with Sly and the Family Stones. And it worked out that the singles in the world were too dangerous. And it was creating a competitive scene.
You were doing better than Sly, huh?
Maybe it looks up. So we end up doing only four.
And where did you end up? Were you left in Vegas?
I mean, it's Las Vegas. Yeah, Las Vegas. Well, I know this backward history. I never to concentrate on them. They are frustrations of the mind.
There's Joe Higg. Joe taught you to sing harmony, hmm?
I had to sing harmony. No one taught I to sing harmony. I was born a singer. Yeah, man.
But Joe did work with the early Wailers,
yes,
right?
Man. Joe was, you know, as an elder one in the music scene, used to direct I and I in the system because he was in the music scene before I and I.
Higgs and Wilson?
Yes, man. But I, man, know to sing harmony from I was born.
Do you remember anything specific about those kind of clinical sessions that Joe Higgs would have in Trenchtown?
You mean what kind of sessions?
Where people would sit around and jam, and yet he would stop the jam and say, oh, wait a minute, that's off key, sing that note again.
Yeah, man. Yes, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Were they in Joe's yard?
Yeah, man. Yeah, on 3rd Street, between 3rd Street and 2nd Street.
We have to cut to change it. All right, next up is a picture taken in 1978 at the Burbank Starlight Amphitheater with Peter Tosh and Bob Marley. And to the best of my knowledge, these pictures are of the only show that you and Bob did together outside Jamaica since the breakup of the original Wailers. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What caused you to come on stage that night?
Well, I am always motivated by the spirit. And whatsoever the spirit say, do. I do, with a strong nature, without doubt, in my spirit. So I was like invited to the show tonight, and came to the show, and Bob was performing. I came there when the show was almost finished, and he was then singing Get Up, Stand Up, which I just feel was, as he reached the verse that I sang originally on the record, I just walk in and take the mic and sing my part.
Now, did he know you were going to come on stage?
No.
He really didn't?
No.
Great. Well, look at the expression on his face.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What did he say to you after the show?
Well, I remember one thing he said. He came to me and he clapped my hand. And I said to him, no, he held out his hand like this, and I clapped his hand and said, Pope, feel that one. Well, 3 days later, the Pope died. But no feel no way. That's just how it goes. What we can do towards the others.
I remember you told us that you were writing a song called Here We Are Together Again for you and Bob and Bunny to sing, and then I think I mentioned that we saw Bob about a month after that when he was here, and he said he'd be willing to sing it, except right now you were on different roads, but it could be the same road again, and then he would consider singing it. I asked him specifically if he would. He said, well, yes, sure.
Well, it is of the past. That would be very beautiful if it was manifested. know that it could not be manifested because of spiritual reasons which our eyes physically cannot see. We will not even debate the subject.
Speaking of books, though, I understand that you may take a little time out from the music business and write a book yourself.
Yes, I'm in action doing that right now, because too much people writing books off I and waiting to write books off I, and I have never written a book off of myself yet, and all of them is doing for commercial reasons. See? And then at the same time try to prove me uncommercially unsuccessful.
What's the book going to be about? Is it your life story? Is it about the music business? Is it about the Wailers?
Well, it will be everything, because my life includes everything. Seeing the Wailers, my community, real environment, and spiritual environment, and all these things from church till now.
So it will be a Rastafarian book?
Yeah, exactly.
What was your impetus to finally start work on a book? What pushed you into that act finally?
Well, as I said, there are so many people writing about me. And what the people have been writing is propaganda and public mischief, or what they imagine about me, or what they hear about me, or what they think about me every time. Because many of them haven't got the guts enough to sit down truthfully and reason with me to know the facts of my life. See, they only judge the book by the cover every time and they write. Well, I am going to write some of the facts of my life, because all the facts of my life cannot be written in one book. That would be an encyclopedia. See?
But chapter one is ready.
Yes, chapter one is in function right now. First Peter, chapter one.
Are you going to do any prophesying in the book?
Prophesying? I've always prophesied.
I know, that's why I ask.
Well, we don't know what the future holds, because sometimes these things are not intentionally done. They just happen. So we don't know what the final conclusion of the book may work out to. Same. But then again, what is to be must be done.
The message I deliver, it's just the same message I've been delivering from the first album, Equal Rights and Justice. And people dance to it. Nothing has changed.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk just the last bit about the experiences you've had with people who do not understand the herb.
Yeah.
Or seek to reach at you adversely, yeah, because of your message, okay, your strong position.
Same.
In Trinidad, you were busted some time ago, or there was a question around that.
Yeah.
In Jamaica, you've had several occasions when the guys have trampled on you.
True.
What is your general philosophical reaction to all of that? Will that come to an end?
Yes, it must come to an end. Because, as it was said, irrespective of the circumstances that are taking place on Earth, the people are those who are dealing with the Creator and are dealing with equal rights and justice to its fullest, and are dealing with something that is constructive towards human awakening and uplifting. Those people will be humiliated. But as it was said, it was prophesied that after all these humiliations, it shall be honor, power, and majesty. See? And no force on the earth or under the earth can stop the recognition when it's supposed to come. Because what will make it come if the person is determined to continue the struggle and is certain of what he or she is dealing with, and know that what you're dealing with is profoundly right, then it is right for you to continue. See?
And you will continue?
Yes,
till it,
yes, till it ends.
Well.
Yes, must be torn down, and equal rights and justice must be handed down. See?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jagaid, one love.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Join Pop Montreal's 20th edition this September, featuring a very special presentation. Cakes Tequila, DJ SB, Shades Lawrence, DJ Killajoule, and Milla Time at Longchampagne 77 on September 23rd, 2021. Doors open at 3:30 p.m., and tickets are on sale now. Do not miss this iteration of hip-hop in the Mile End. More info at popmontreal.com. This is a CKUT co-presentation as part of Pop Montreal International Music Festival.
The federal election is on Monday, September 20th. Make sure you're registered to vote. If you are, you should get a voter information card in the mail from Elections Canada. It tells you where and when you can vote. If you don't get one by September 10th, or if the information on it is incorrect, visit elections.ca.
For the official information on voting and our health and safety measures, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
CKUT on the air, live for CKUT.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a music magazine show for you today with three pre-recorded interviews with Canadian artists. The first interview is with Totoro. Totoro is releasing his epiphanal behemoth and a new EP. The second interview is with Braden Dreger of Tea Dream. Braden speaks about his band. The third guest is Aradia for her latest singles, Fire and Soar. Both songs live up to their names. 8 a.m. brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and more music. Then we'll listen to a podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, why do fish have nostrils? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.